Chronic Conversations Podcast, nigga.
Hey, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You already know what it is, man. Welcome back to another episode of Chronic Conversations, man. It is your boy, Sleazo the Great. And I appreciate y'all. I appreciate you for signing on, logging in, tapping in with the kid for another episode. Now, I know it's been a little minute. I'm not going to lie. I can't lie. I haven't recorded a podcast, honestly, since like September of 2020. Currently, it's January 2nd, 2021. So, first and foremost, I do want to say Happy New Year to everybody listening. And even if you're not listening yet, if you come back and listen to this like later on kind of thing, I want to say Happy New Year's again, too. Or Happy New Year. I hate when people say New Year's. It is a kind of a habit for me, myself. I'm getting out of that. But people, it's not a New Year's. You don't have multiple New Year's. Well, you do if you have multiple years. But it's only 1 year. It's only 1 year between 2020 and 2021. So it's Happy New Year. It's Happy New Year. With it being a new year, I want to make sure that you guys know to follow Chronic Conversations on Instagram. Instagram is where most of the content for Chronic Conversations will be put out. I just want to make sure that you guys know how to access and how to navigate the Instagram. The Instagram is at Chronic Conversation. It's just Chronic Conversations without the S. You know, S is what we're avoiding with New Year's and Chronic Conversations. It's just Chronic Conversation. If you want to follow us on Instagram, where we post content daily, you know, funny content, maybe some content that you didn't know about your favorite artist that you wanted to know. You know, I'm posting all the news that you didn't know that you needed to know, but you needed to know. So just make sure that y'all tap in on that, man. Once again, man, I do want to thank you guys for listening to me talk my shit in 2021. Last time I talked my shit was 2020. It's a brand new year, man. I don't know about y'all. I feel really optimistic about 2021. First thing I'm really optimistic about in 2021 is I'm finna get that stimulus check. Hopefully, you know, my shit ain't dropped yet. I seen people get theirs already, and I'm like, what the fuck? Where's my stimulus check? Trump. Not even Trump no more. It's Biden. It's Biden now, technically, kind of to like February, but it's Biden. He's the new president. But Trump, I need my money. Bruh got his money last week. Soon as y'all said something, I've been waiting the whole week. I ain't seen that 600 drop in my bank account. So I don't know what's going on. But I need that. All jokes aside, Trump, whoever's the president right now, I know you're listening, President. I need my money. You know, the people need their money, not even just me, because I know it's, you know what I'm saying, I'm not the only person in the world who didn't get their money. Unless I am, then if I am, you know, that's kind of fucked up. But that's something that I wouldn't know until I started counting everybody, like the dude from Seoul. New year, new me. New year, new me. We're back to saying that. There's nothing wrong with being a new person. It's nothing wrong with it being a new year and it being a new you. You know, I took my own new year, new me into account. I shaved the beard. I shaved my beard off. I think I'm going to rock the bear face for a minute because it's a new me. You know, the beard was the old me. You know, I may go back to the beard. I don't know as of right now, but as of right now, we are not rocking the beard. It's the baby face. Now, I know you guys are usually used to seeing this content on YouTube. But I didn't feel like recording today. So there's no video. So you won't get to see the beard. But I promise the next time that I record the podcast, you guys will see me beardless. Okay, I promise. Now, with that new year, new me kind of thing. Well, not kind of thing, but the new year, new me. I want to do something a little different than I did last year. I want to be more consistent. There's three words that I'm working on this year and the new year, new me. Okay. One is growth. Everybody needs to grow. I can't be the same person that I was last year because sometimes you're not going to be in the position that you want to be in without growing. So our growth is really important for me this year. That's number one thing I'm working on. Second thing, discipline. Discipline. We got to remain focused. Not even just me. Discipline. I think everybody needs a certain level of discipline. So if you want to take these words into your own life, I'm with it. I say do it. You know, I'm here to see us both grow in our growth and discipline, because we need to do this shit. Now, how I plan on implementing this discipline into my life, thanks for asking. I plan on recording. That's my discipline. I need to record. You know, you got plans, you want to do shit, but if you don't record, it's kind of like you're not doing nothing, you know? So I got to make sure that I record. And I'm going to make sure that you guys know that I'm planning on recording all the time. Like, literally, I'll probably record every day. Even if I don't upload, I'll still record every day, because I need to get that practice and I need that to be second nature, that I'm just turn this mic on, boom, and get right to it. You know, so far we got growth. We got discipline. And I got one more word. Now this one, I don't want to say it's the most important, but it's up there. Okay, it's top three. Now I know we only got three. That's why I say it's top three. But it's not the most important, but it's up there. Success. We got growth, discipline, and success. Now, success, that's something that you measure on your own. Now I'm not the one to tell you what success is to you, but I know what success is to me. Only you know what success is to you. Now, there's different successes. Successes to you could be learning how to ride a bike this year. A success to me could be learning how to fold my clothes properly. You know, there's different levels of success, and I want everybody to reach their own level of success. Let's not compare your success to anybody else's. Just focus on you. Your success, the things that you have for this year, your goals, your growth, your discipline, and your success. And that's what we're focused on in 2021. We're going to do whatever correlates with those three aspects. At least I am. Now, like I said, I've invited you guys to come along this journey with me on this discipline, growth, and success journey. But you don't have to. I would like, you know what I'm saying? I would like you guys to come along with me. Have a little, we can motivate each other kind of thing. But growth, discipline, and success. Those are the three things we're working on this year. And with that being said, man, I'm going to end the podcast right here. This will be uploaded probably, what's today, Saturday. It'll be up by Monday. It'll be up by Monday. No lie. Make sure that you guys are following Chronic Conversations on Instagram. I'm going to keep beating y'all head with the Instagram, because honestly, I want more followers on Instagram. I need that engagement. When you get on that Instagram, make sure that you follow. Make sure that you like, comment, and post it on your story, too. That helps increase engagement. Now, engagement is what Instagram goes off of, so that's what we're working on. We're working on the engagement. I want to make sure that you guys like the content that is going out. And if you guys want to see different types of content on the Instagram page, you know, it's nothing to shoot a DM. Let me know what you guys like, what you don't like, what you want to see, what you don't see, you know. And make sure you're following me, too. You know, I have my own personal page, at Sleazo the Great, if you guys want to follow me, too. Even if you don't want to follow me, that's cool. Just follow Chronic Conversations, at Chronic Conversation. But anyway, guys, man, this has been another episode of Chronic Conversations, man. I hope that you guys stay safe and keep the conversations chronic. I'm out. Peace. Gucci laces, Louis V cases, don't care if I break it, the car can't trace this.